Here is the translation of the text into English. Factbox: Goldman Sachs lowers second quarter 2026 oil price forecasts on U.S.-Iran ceasefire. Goldman Sachs lowers second quarter 2026 oil price forecasts. Trump says U.S. military to stay around Iran, threatens action if Tehran fails to comply with deal. Analysis: Trump's abrupt Iran reversal exposes limits of his leverage. Glencore: Taiwan CPC book tankers to load Middle East oil after ceasefire. Gold prices tick lower as traders weigh renewed Middle East tensions. Oil rebounds as Lebanon strikes test ceasefire. Hormuz disruptions persist. Analysis: As Trump claims victory, Iran emerges bruised but powerful with leverage over Hormuz. U.S. crude futures rise after settling previous session with biggest fall in 6 years. Gold prices settle higher after U.S. and Iran agree to ceasefire. Japan consumer confidence drops sharply in March as Middle East conflict weighs. South Korea's Kia slashes long-term EV target by a fifth. Aluminum Corp of China shares rise on strong Q1 profit forecast. Bovin names top Asia-Pacific semiconductor stocks on AI chip demand. Ackman talks to launch fund betting on market complacency. FT Fagron reports 10.3% revenue growth in first quarter. Arm CEO Hasset oversees SoftBank's international operations. FTB Indigo and Adelaide Bank flags job cuts in AI. Push posts Q3 earnings rise. Jipu, Minimax extend rally as AI optimism persists. China's bad inflation still better than deflation, says ANZ. World Bank trims Latin America growth estimate for 2026. Constellation Brands posts smaller than expected quarterly sales drop on steady Mexican beer demand. Canada's Carney on verge of majority government after another opposition member joins ruling. Liberals' crude oil inventories show unexpected rise, defying forecasts. Developing countries in Europe, Central Asia face slowdown, World Bank says. World Bank expects stronger exports to lift Western Balkans growth to average 3.1% in 2026-27. Brazil's IGPDI inflation rises 1.14% in March. Hungary's March inflation rises to 1.8%. Below forecasts, Israel's natural gas flows to Egypt return to pre-war levels. Wolf's Marcus questions Trump's confidence in imminent diplomatic deal. JP Morgan's Diamond warns Iran war may drive inflation and interest rates higher. JP Morgan to deploy $1 trillion to strengthen U.S. economy, Diamond says. Spain's unemployment registrations fall 0.9% in March. ECB's Stauranaris links policy response to Iran conflict, energy impact, Iran conflict latest. IRGC Intel chief killed as mediators push for ceasefire. Trump administration files emergency motion to resume ballroom work, citing security issues. Global equity funds draw second weekly inflow amid war de-escalation hopes. ECB's Stauranaris says Eurozone monetary policy will depend on size of energy disruption. Bitcoin clears $71 as AI and privacy tokens race ahead. Bitcoin pairs gains, holds above $71,000 as Iran ceasefire boosts risk appetite. Polymarket acquires Brahma to scale its crypto and DeFi infra. Wirex and uTorg bring seamless crypto to card spending to 2M+ users worldwide. Strategy's Sailor, BTC likely bottomed at 60K. Beast Game launches BC Engine, Instant BC, auto-staked and paid hourly in BCD. Bitcoin slightly higher after Pakistan asks Trump for Iran deadline extension. Whale.io launches the first AI agent, MCP, for crypto casino. MetaWin gives back over $13 million to players through ongoing loyalty rewards program. Oceanus Group, Hashkey sign MoU on stablecoin trade finance. Calfrac appoints Scarlett Crockett as new CFO. 40 Biosciences prices $150 million stock offering at $26.27 share. Kathy Woods ARK sells Teradyne stock, buys more Tesla. Vireo Growth completes Hawthorne Gardening acquisition. ACP Holdings closes $200 million SPAC IPO, lists on NASDAQ. Vistra prices $4 billion senior notes offering across four tranches. Ingalls Markets nominates two directors amid proxy fight.